Too often we think of doing one thing in one place and then going somewhere else to, well, do something else. Now, what if I told you there is one single place where kids with neuromuscular disease can do dozens of things? They can play outdoors, make new friends, swim, play sports, sing, make crafts. Even more than that, MDA Summer Camp is the most special week of the year for these great kids, and it's only made possible with the people power through volunteering as well as sponsoring campers. Here with the details from the Northern New Jersey offices of the Muscular Dystrophy Association is Gloria English. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on, Chris. We're thrilled to be here and to talk about our opportunities. We have two really special opportunities. We always look for volunteers to spend the week to care for a child and to help them facilitate their fun. As you said earlier, there's all kinds of fun at MDA Summer Camp, from swimming to arts and crafts, and let's not forget where everybody gets to shine is our skit night or our talent show, as well as the Friday final dance, where everyone gets to really put their party hats on.
That's always a fun thing, and let me give you a website, too, which you hopefully know by listening to me, that this is the place you go to know about anything for MDA. That's MDA.org. Where is this year's camp going to be, and when is it going to be, Gloria?
Our camp is at Happiness is Camping, 62 Sunset Lake Road in Hardwick, New Jersey. And the camp week starts for counselors August 16th. The campers arrive August 17th, and it ends for everyone, where everybody sat, August 22nd.
That's a great time of year and a great location.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility with rolling hills. There's a center lake. It's just really very awesome for the kids. Each cabin is air-conditioned. The cabins are small and accessible for all of our attendees.
Now, for someone who is listening and thinking, you know, that sounds like I could be a part of that and make things special, but now, wait a minute, I got enough trouble in taking care of one or two kids of my own, and there's going to be all these kids and all these needs, but people understand that the way MDA Camp is made even more special than most summer camps are, there's a one-to-one counselor and child ratio, so the security for the families and the caregivers is there because they know they have a responsible adult that's going to be watching after their child, and they also don't have to worry about the volunteer counselor's attention being diverted by caring for multiple kids because it's that one-to-one ratio.
That's right. And we train everyone that's new. If you haven't had the experience of caring for a child that's differently abled, we provide you that training. There's a full, I would say, 24 hours of training prior to the campers arriving. We go through a whole orientation process, not with just the caring aspects, but what to expect from your week of summer camp. We have a psychologist that is part of the group that also helps us train. With some of our children have other, maybe on the spectrum disorder. So all of those issues are addressed prior to camp. We also present each of the counselors with a profile of the camper that they've been matched with, so they'll get to know them a little bit on paper, so to speak. So it's really a very in-depth training prior to the campers even coming. We require everyone that wants to apply to summer camp to call us at 201-843-4452 to arrange for an interview. There is an application process. Our deadline for applications is June 23rd, so time is of the essence. We're also looking for New Jersey licensed nurses, both LPNs and RNs, that can function more independently than nurses in a hospital or a clinic. It's more like a school nurse where you would be dispensing meds and fixing boo-boos and bug bites, that sort of thing.
Dr. Gloria English from the Northern New Jersey offices of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA.org, and the web about the 2014 MDA Summer Camp, which in the Northern New Jersey area will be happening August 17th through the 22nd. But there are camps all across the country. If you're listening on the stream, MDA.org, find the local office near you and find more camp information for your neck of the woods. That's all among the multiple facets of information that you'll find at MDA.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And as far as the camp volunteers, Gloria, of course, you have to be 16 or older. So this is a great for someone on the younger side of the of the AIDS spectrum. This is a great way to for the volunteer counselor as well to build some a good level foundation of responsibility for themselves. And I think it's one of the things that MDA Summer Camp allows. It allows that the new generation or the next generation to become a lot more socially active with a cause in their community and with people in their community.
Absolutely. And this is also ideal for pre-medical students, young people that are off to college, that have time in the summer before they return to college. We have a lot of students that come from the medical field, such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, respiratory therapy, and recreational therapy. So we really open our doors to those high school students that are just entering into the community and being part of the community and starting to give of themselves, and those that are into higher education, as well as professionals that are in the community and working and have some free time and would like to give of themselves to make a really special week for some really special kids.
Yeah, it's got to be a fantastic life lesson, too, because when we think of anyone with a disability, we think of them as being facing limitations. And when you see these kids at MDA Summer Camp, the lesson you learn is how to overcome something that is trying to impose limitations on you.
That's right. Everything that is available to be done at MDA Summer Camp, everybody can do. And we have a thing called Bazooka Ball, which is just super awesome. We have a recreational gentleman that comes in and he shoots these balls out, and it's the campers against the counselors. And I have to tell you, the campers loosely beat the heck out of the counselors. It's really fun for everybody.
And am I safely assuming that a good number of your MDA camp counselors are repeaters every year?
Oh, yes. We always have a good percentage of returning counselors. They try to make themselves available. Oftentimes, they even ask their employers, once they, you know, if they are in the workforce, to get that special week off as a paid vacation because they're giving back to the community. We have a physical therapy department here locally that allowed one of their employees to come for the week, which was just super awesome because it helps to bring home what we do every day, and it helps to these children have an awesome, awesome time because our volunteers are really facilitating the fun. They're helping it happen, and these kids have memories all year long because of people giving of themselves. You can hear them at clinic when they're together and happen to have that same appointment, yelling back and forth to the hall, doing one of our MDA chants. They remember through the year what a special week this is.
And we should make mention, too, as we wrap up our time with Gloria English from the Northern New Jersey offices of MDA here on Issues and Ideas, that if you can't make your time, don't have the time available that one week, August 17th through the 22nd, you can still play a role in making sure this year's MDA Summer Camp in Northern New Jersey is a success, because there are a whole host of sponsoring opportunities, everything from sponsoring a child for the week, a cabin of campers, an activity, a special camp meal. There's also equipment and supplies that are needed for camp week. So, again, there's so many ways you can make sure that this is indeed, once again, the most special week in the lives of these great kids. And if you can make the time on August 17th through the 22nd to be a camp volunteer, that's a wonderful thing that you'll remember forever, and you'll become addicted to becoming a permanent part of the MDA family if you are not already. There's a June 23rd application deadline for that. And to find out more, you can call 201-843-4452. Again, it's 201-843-4452. Find out more, again, about being a volunteer for the 2014 MDA Summer Camp. Or if you want to sponsor a child, a camp cabin, one of the activities, any financial means you want to lend your support to make sure this is all going to happen, because here's the thing that's important to remember. All these great programs that MDA offers for their families, for the kids, they are free. And the only way that remains possible is through your support. That's why I said in the beginning, people power is what makes it all happen. And through volunteering and sponsoring campers, that's how this year's 2014 MDA Summer Camp is going to happen. Again, the application deadline to be a volunteer, June 23rd. Find out more at MDA.org. And when you find out that this is something you want to do, call up MDA's Northern New Jersey offices, 201-843-4452. Again, it's 201-843-4452. We've been joined by MDA's Northern New Jersey office, camp expert, summer camp expert, I call her, Gloria English. Gloria, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for that flattering comment, and thank you for your time. And we look forward to hearing from your listeners.